This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Throughout the war in Iraq, the U.S. military has worked to understand how the insurgency is financed. Two big sources of money are clear: kidnapping rings and smuggled cash. Now commanders in northern Iraq's largest city, Mosul, say they've uncovered a network of mafia-style rackets. Schemes include extortion and construction kickbacks that pump hundreds of thousands of dollars a month into the insurgency. And widespread corruption complicates the effort to shut down these funding streams. Here's NPR's Eric Westervelt.
Before U.S. soldiers here in Mosul exit the forward operating base's thick metal front gate, turret gunners test fire their machine guns into a giant sand berm. Here, bullets are just one tool. There's a quieter, parallel fight here to understand and disable insurgent financing. Officers now believe a significant portion of the cash to fund roadside bombs and other insurgent attacks is extorted from legitimate companies. U.S. Army Major Mark Reeves.
I think it's more of a mafia-style shakedown, if you want to call it that. Everything from cement factories to real estate.
Major Reeves is the operations officer for the 2nd Battalion, 7th U.S. Cavalry Regiment, the unit responsible for Mosul. The 27 Cavalry has slowly, methodically uncovered an intricate web of insurgent funding schemes during its 14 months here. Take the example of real estate. A few months ago, a local government official informed the unit that insurgents had muscled in on property sales, much of it government-owned. Commanders say insurgents threatened bureaucrats into signing off on phony deeds for homes and land confiscated from former Ba'ath Party officials who are now dead, in jail, or who have fled the country. Insurgents would then sell the illegally obtained property to private buyers and pocket the money, or keep the property and set up a safe house. Reeves says the Iraqi whistleblower told them insurgents had threatened to kill his predecessor and are now threatening him.
They tried to extort him. They extorted the guy before him to stamp off or officialize these documents. And then they would sell the land to somebody, take the money and fund the insurgency with it.
It's not known how much money has been raised, but Reeves and others here estimate the real estate scheme has pumped hundreds of thousands of dollars a month into the insurgency. Then there's the example of a government-run cement factory in Mosul. Lieutenant Colonel Eric Welsh, the 27 Cavalry's commander, says insurgents had infiltrated the company's management.
They get in there and they'll extort contracts. They'll inflate the prices. Bag of cement that would cost them normally about $25 a bag, they can inflate to $200 a bag and then skim $175 off that bag of cement, and you magnify that by thousands of bags of cement, a large amount of money.
And at a Mosul Pepsi-Cola plant, Welsh says one manager was vastly overcharging local businesses and paying out dividends to insurgents. Khosrow Ghoran, the elected vice governor of Mosul, says the schemes cut across private and public sector business.
When companies are making contracts with the government to build something or to implement the job, I think the terrorists and terrorist groups are asking them for some percentage of the benefits. So 5%, 10%, sometime up maybe to 20%. This is what we hear.
Yet U.S. officers here concede they have yet to establish clear links between some of the scams and insurgent activity. It's not clear how much of the fraud is simply part of the endemic corruption in Iraq. Vice Governor Ghoran concedes corruption has racked Mosul's Kurdish-dominated provincial council, two members of which were recently arrested.
And two are outside of Iraq because they knew that they would be arrested, so they left Mosul. We don't know where are they.
And what if a businessman is clean but is being squeezed mafia-style by insurgents? U.S. officers in Mosul say many merchants are still too scared to cooperate with the U.S., fearing insurgent retaliation. And few Iraqis trust the corruption-plagued Iraqi police either. Lieutenant Colonel Welsh admits it's a complex process sorting out which business owner is simply lining his pockets, which is being shaken down, and which is eagerly funding insurgent attacks. I wish it would be so simple to say, here's the Al Capone book and here's this one guy, Welsh says, but it's just not that simple. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Mosul.